only record what is worth recording.
Recording everything. Do you mind?
No, what is something substantial that should be recorded?
That's true. Last night when we were here, you asked if we had anything for you, and we had forgotten what it was, and I think Kira has it tonight, a couple of reports from the Long Island Sat saying that we should have given you them.
That's all right. Where are they?
Right there.
That's all right. This is...
monthly report. Do you yourself, Master, have a chance to look at all of these reports yourself?
Yes.
All of them? Yes.
Also.
That makes a tremendous amount, doesn't it?
Surely. That's it. Me too.
Yes.
Seven, 800 letters a month. That's your plan.
Yes.
In that's foreign, Indian in addition. This one is a regular application form.
I imagine the amount of mail has been cut down recently, though, hasn't it? Because
not yet.
You have asked that letters not be included in the reports now.
I told them they give the same thing. Briefly, you got everything in the report.
Yes.
Instead of writing separate letters, that takes them time to write also. Why not put in there? They say the same thing there again in another letter. If that needs anything special, then you can. There's no order for school against it, then, you know.
Yes.
Dark window, you see. Yes, now. And it's all that. Further by income tax statement sign. And then okay income tax charge for Krishna. Just ignore mine.
Anything special? How do you pass it?
day, today. Very busy and busy.
Well, did some shopping, and then we'll do no more of that. We got it out of the way. We finished.
So from tomorrow you will know how to do this.
Yes,
sir. I told them also, this morning I never knew you were there. At about 10 I was told you are waiting for me. Then I ran up there. From tomorrow you can go there, sit down at 7:30. I'll come up there when I finish at 9. After 9, in the meantime you have sufficient time for meditation. That's all right, awesome too also. You also be there by 7:30. I'll come over there at about 9:15 or something. That's all. Any?
Well, you know, the thing I have hoped for some time is that maybe we could ask you a question such as they asked Jesus once, when they asked him, Lord, if we should pray, how should we pray? And then he presented the Lord's Prayer. If we asked you that question, what would you say?
Well, great God, Jesus. Jesus was Jesus. I am a son of man, of course. God working through me, that's all right. He gave that answer that was quite appropriate. According to the level of us, we are working. We are worldly people more. God gave us thy bread, etc. Everything, pray for it, like a worldly man, you see. But there are different levels of prayer. There are different levels of prayer. And I have discussed that point in the book Prayer. You will find different levels. There have been such like people who said, all right, Master, oh God, we are not, you know, want anything, nothing more. We want one mare to ride on and what house to live in, you see, and so much to eat and so much to drink, this and that. This is not, I think I'm just what is I'm searching for, only I want for to go on. If you cannot afford it, we cannot pray. Some say like that. This is the ABC, it's from the level of man. That's all right. Ultimately, thy kingdom come on earth. That was from the level of man. We worldly people. We need everything. So from that, give us a daily bread. From level of man, as I just referred to you, in my book you will find very clear this point brought out. They say, we want this, we want it, perhaps every man that means about not say $200 a month. But still I am not, you see, anyhow, I feel average for that, you see. This is really I want. If you can't give it, I cannot pay, cannot live on. That's from the level of a worldly man. He gave it from that level. But to me, as you progress on the way, you surrender everything. First you give one tithe system, that means from the very times immemorial. Then all right, give more, then more, then more, then everything. Our master used to do first in the beginning. He was giving tithe out of the income to the master for good. For the good of the people. Then when he progressed, he gave all his income to the master's feet, and he used to send some money for the use of his son, surrendering the whole thing in due course. So those who ultimate quiet sense, they don't know whether you give it or not, thanks. Thank you. Being remembered. So different levels, different levels. As a man, son of man, as a worldly man, we need everything. So from that level, that praise you. The other master of saints also given like that. They have got this stage in the prayer. So that view that befits very worldly men like us.
Okay. Like us?
Like us, as worldly men, you see. I cannot be, you see. What you say? Cast out from the man body. I'm a man too, like you. That's another thing that power is making the best use of it. So for worldly man needs everything, you see. Man, rider is good. One that one who has 2 feet in the, strong in his steps, both physical side. So that is fits us. They are different. As we progress in Sanya. But you know, all right, you don't give us, even then we satisfied. You give, that's all right. You don't give, then that means no difference. That one you mean, full surrender. I think this point has been borne out very clearly in the prayer book of this. That was reprinted now. I've got a copy from America.
You start out by asking things from God, and the real prayer is when you surrender everything to God. That's
you give or not, that's all. I give you an example here. I think I don't say whether that befits in the West, even in the East at least. Someone is married to a husband, you see. She goes to him. First she says, well, I want this, see, I want this, I want this, I want this. But next. When he thinks he loves me, when wife thinks that husband loves me, then all right, if you say, all right, yeah, I want this. If he gives, all right, if not, he does not proud. What a type of thing, she does not take. Sometimes you must give this and that. That's the lowest. Otherwise, I can't go on. As I told you, I want this, I want that. Otherwise, we cannot pray, we cannot live. That's the lowest. Then give us our daily bread, that's a snarl. Then comes when he sees, husband loves me. Even rags of town clothes. And even he sees it, he does not buy me new clothes. Why, but I must be loved by him. If my, these torn and rags appeal to him, all right. The only thing, I must be loved by him. This is ultimate. If he wants to see me in this state, and he is pleased with that, he knows he sees and he doesn't give me. It means, if I am pleased in that manner, all right, my whole job is to win his pleasure. Isn't it? So this is ultimate. The best stage.
The ultimate evidently has been reached in the East, but in the West we have a complicating factor of advertising. The wife perhaps listens to television or radio and finds out that she really should have this desire and that desire.
That's in the beginning. That's quite element. As a son of man, you say, what you want something. But when man is, comes in contact with somebody, he has chosen him as companion for life, weal or woe, then he should win his pleasure. First he can order me, right? Yes, and I found this one, right? Even then, if you want and he doesn't give you anything, what does it mean? Still further, he wants, he sees that my clothes are torn, I am naked, this and that thing. Even he sees with all that, and he loves me with all that, he does not bring me new clothes. That's how I only want to win his pleasure. Once I tell you, Father Abraham, in those days the slaves were bought. He bought a slave, brought him home and asked him, where will you sit? I'm bought already. Where you make me sit? What will you eat? Well, there's no question on my part, I'm bought. Whatever you give me, what you wear, well, that no question, I did like that. I'm bought. And the Father Abraham sighed. Oh God, he is a good servant of you. I am not like this. So this is ultimate.
We have a new factor in the West, though, that enters in, called women's liberation, in which they don't believe in accommodating themselves to the husband in the way that you've discussed.
Am I? Okay. 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 Augie, Augie, He's going to England tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kukusan.
Yes. Yes. You see, strictly speaking, as a matter of, you see, all should have equal rights. But one must be two souls in one body. Otherwise, there's no good family life. God has united you as a matter of reactions of the past. Now I'm speaking very strictly according to principles. You don't mind that. According to principles, you see, if you read those Solomon words, when you take a wife and they want to leave each other, then even if your wife remarries, or the husband remarries, both are adulterers. These are the words. You heard?
Yes.
These are words. We fall short of these commandments. And there's a real happy life only then, when one is attached to one to life.
Yes.
And think about the real thing. In India, this has been the proverbial throughout. In the West, there are divorce courts. Every day, some trouble arises. Little, all right, I go. He said, I go. Where is it? Peace. No, no peace. Sometimes for 6 years, just see them. If you don't mind, one son has been born here, the other son is born there. Who will claim? Very difficult every day. India has been proverbial for that, but this disease also crept in here too now. It was not before. They say they have advanced, I say to my mind they have degraded this level of thinking. So they know actually no permanent, I mean peace, or union, or integration. You think? Here we have also no divorce court. Not many, but still they have started. India has been proverbial for that. And they have lost their. In the US, you find that trouble arises every day.
Yes, it's
very few there were sincere to each other. God has united them, that is yes, in the past with you. So let God disunite, work two souls in one body. One must surrender to them, both of them go together as equals at least. If not as slaves, I don't mean that, as equal. Both unite together. So marriage means taking a companion in life who will be with us in weal or woe, on an earthly sojourn, and both meet God. One duty may be of begetting children. There are, of course, going into trouble. This is my son, you can keep that son, unless he's young. This is all troubles going on. No one is sitting with this husband. There are 2 years of he's sitting with the wife. No fight. Excuse me if I said no fight. No, sincerity. There's troublesome. That's one of the main causes of what you say, trouble in the West. And that has crept in India too. I'm sorry to say that. No, it was. Proverbial India was provided for that. Mormons also they allow like that. There are some restrictions. Man who had to divorce, what is that? He gives a notice for 3 months, then reconsider, then for 6 months. There's the rule. Then after 1 year or so, if they can reconcile, already divorce. At the time of divorce, they pay something. They have got permanent. In Hindu, that has not been throughout, ever since. Now this, you may say good, or I will say evil, has crept in here too. If man person is here to adjust, my letter you'll find always. Try to adjust these. And many have returned, right? Those who applied for divorce and they have returned, now they're living with life. When you think you both have to carry on, you adjust. Other one this way, not that way. So no, I mean, peace alone. In many letters I do receive like that. They're not entitled. We have a wife is there, all right, be polite, be truthful, be loving, and just control yourself. If he hates you, you must be sincere. And I found many cases they have come to normal. So, every day to adjust, you see. Man is married now, now I'm talking from the worldly point of view. Man is young, he is married now. After 2 years he divorces, he takes another wife. And the wife takes another. After 2 years another goes on like that. Every time he has to remarry, he has to become quite young man again. He never out of this sensual life. This is from the spiritual point of view, I am parting. So there are very strict orders, I see, I go to you. If those who are divorced, husband or wife, if they remarry, both are returned. Well, you have read it.
Yes.
If you only live up with that, you see, you cannot step out good or evil, altogether. What we have to take such a recourse in which there is more good as compared to you. If I say, I, you have to carry on anyhow, we haven't just, we will just try to adjust, isn't it? If I know I am free, I can introduce it that way. That's really no peace. All of these frivolous thoughts haunting your brain. I'm just quoting from the practical point of view. Okay. Once I had a very long talk, correspondence on that, you see. I took all those things, this, there, here, there. There are some genuine cases too, very few. There are genuine cases, very few. But not like that as goes on now. Everybody with little excuse, I am going there. How can you have two men at the time, or two wives? After this, some obligation. I am not talking any philosophy, any common sense. There is more peace that way. I know in fairness, though you come in my contact through correspondence, they are thin. They are thin. Those who have already taken the course, there was that was already, but those intending like that, they have changed. Now they are in peaceful life. Compared to much. This is for example, you got one bangle, maybe iron or gold, that won't make any noise. If there are two, three, always jingling. One heart attached to so many places. Where is the rest? Sometimes driven that way, sometimes driven that way. Yes. So this is very important, a very grave question to consider. I'm sorry, this even I kept in India too. Even now it is, I think, 10% might be. Because habit, you see, the race habit continues. That would take time to spoil the whole thing, but they have taught. Just in the case of family planning, India is, I think, got the highest number now.
You have these billboards all over advertising family planning. Do you approve of it?
By truly speaking, I won't. to require. Hitherto there was corruption. Men did it under cover. But open field go. Isn't it? They should maintain, you see, celibacy, chastity. This is very valuable thing, isn't it? This wife. Like, I am not a favorite at all, you see. Why do you conserve that power to help you in your physical, intellectual, in the future? You fall down every minute, you see. So for that reason, I am not. Think this. You must be. They have got one point, you see, chastity, one column in the mind, world, and peace. All these 2 points have made clear what I think. All right, tomorrow morning, I think 7:30 you will be there, you were there, you called me there. I will come over at about 9:30 or between 9 and 9:30 to talk over, I think. You all be there? Yes, in that room. I got message this morning at 10, we are sitting here. All right, I come. So tomorrow you can be there 7:30, I will come between 9 and 10. Then talk or anything.
Thank you.
And evening time if you want, I will just fix up for evening to open the talk or heart or talks. Now if you don't mind, I'll just tend to them.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Good night. All right.